When the cracks glow, how God speaks through broken things. Having things cracked open has a strange and holy beauty to it. Light shines through broken stained glass in the quiet corner of old churches, painting the stone floor in soft colors that don't quite match the original. The glass is broken. The image isn't perfect. Yet light still gets through, and what reaches the floor is somehow more tender than a perfect pane ever could. Broken things have always been more pleasing to God. Not because he delights in pain, but because broken things have already stopped pretending to be whole. They have no energy left to perform. They simply sit there, open, and wait. Consider ancient clay pots. Paul tells us that the gospel is carried in clay jars. They're fragile, ordinary, shattered containers. But the point wasn't the jar at all, but the light in it. Light stays hidden inside the jar when it's unbroken, but when it cracks, it leaks light all over the place. That's how the glory shines in the cracks. Because broken things can't hide the truth anymore, God speaks through broken things. A heart that has been carefully protected can still maintain the illusion of control. A heart that has been split open, however, has no place to hide. When God's voice gets clearer, it doesn't get louder, it just gets clearer. Once the noise of self-protection stops, it's like a whisper that finally gets heard. The empty windows in a ruined cathedral become frames for pure sky. The roof may be gone, the walls lean, the floor may be strewn with debris. Broken architecture doesn't block light, it invites it. It's the same for a human life shaped by loss, failure, or grief. God doesn't have to leave if there are empty spaces. It just means he's finally able to get past those barriers that once kept him at a polite distance. Holiness isn't the opposite of brokenness. It's the doorway to it. The prophets knew this. The psalmists wrote it into their songs. The cross is the ultimate statement that God is willing to enter the most broken reality to speak. The body of Jesus was broken. The blood was poured out. And from that brokenness came the words, "It's finished." Our fractures are so easy to hide. We cover them up with success, with busyness, with carefully curated appearances. Yet God keeps choosing the cracked vessel. He keeps speaking to us in places we'd rather keep quiet. A broken marriage that still chooses to pray. An older body that doesn't work like it used to, but still lifts its hands. A mind that's known darkness and still looks for hope. These aren't signs of failure. Heaven leans close to them and starts talking. God's language in broken things isn't often loud. It's the sound of water finding its way through stone. It's the quiet insistence that something holy is happening right here, right now. It doesn't matter if your heart is broken or not before you can hear him. Just keep it open and you'll hear him. Only brokenness can teach you surrender. The unbroken person can still negotiate. The broken person has already lost the argument with pride. In that loss, a new conversation begins. God doesn't shout over our defenses. He waits for the defenses to fall, and then he speaks in the silence that remains. The best prayers in Scripture come from people who have already been empty. David after the failure. Job after the loss. Paul after the thorn. They don't have polished words, they're raw. Because they're raw, they still carry the weight of real encounters centuries later. It's because broken things already make room for God that he speaks through them. Perfect vessels are full of themselves. Cracked vessels have space. The presence of God needs space. Light needs space. Love needs space. Brokenness creates space, whether we want it or not. God isn't absent in the quiet of a hospital room, in the long nights of unanswered questions, in the everyday moments when the carefully constructed life cracks. The words don't always come the way we want them. They don't always come with explanations or timelines, but they do come through places where we thought we'd be silenced forever. The Christian life isn't a story of unbroken success. It's a story of light finding its way through the cracks. It's the slow discovery that the places we hide are the places God most wants to inhabit. Broken pieces don't end the conversation. They start a deeper conversation. It's okay to let the cracks be visible for a while. Let the light do what it does. Let God's voice rise through the places that don't look good anymore. There's a holiness in the unfinished, a tenderness in the incomplete, a quiet glory in what's broken open and still holds the treasure. God speaks through broken things, not in spite of the breaking, but through it. And the sound of that voice is worth every fracture it takes to hear it clearly.